FM on the station app and on OpenView Channel 606. This is East Coast Radio Newswatch.
President Cyril Ramaphosa says South Africa's G20 presidency will prioritize debt reduction and addressing inequality among nations. He's given a special address to the World Economic Forum in Davos, Switzerland. South Africa assumed the leadership of the group of 20 countries late last year. Ramaphosa says our country will use the responsibility to promote Africa and attract investors to boost economies.
The mission of the G20 South Africa will focus on three themes: solidarity, inequality, and sustainable development. In the pursuit of progress in the world and progress for all, no person and no country should be left behind. The rights and freedoms of one people cannot really be separated from the rights and freedoms of all people in the world.
Nearly two-thirds of South African consumers have entered the new year with no savings to fall back on, according to a recent survey by Debt Rescue. The company's Annelien van der Poel says while festive season spending does play a role, South Africans took care not to overspend during this period. But she says the biggest financial hurdle is the impact inflation had on year-end spending.
Even though we have started seeing reductions in interest rates, the reality is it went up very quickly, a lot faster than it's coming down. And it was for such an extensive period that consumers were stretched for such a long period of time. And, you know, if you look at your budget, you look at the one side inflation, which that affects your cost of living, and on the other, your debt repayments, which were affected by interest. Realistically, there's very little that has so far, unfortunately, had enough of a contribution to really get consumers out of it.
Deputy Minister of Higher Education Buti Manamela believes the lack of space at universities has not yet reached crisis proportions. He was speaking at the Central Applications Clearinghouse offices in Durban today. UKZN has revealed it's received over 290,000 applications for the 8,600 first-year places this year. Despite this, Manamela says the issue of space can be managed, adding that TVET colleges are also an option.
Students are opting voluntarily to go and study at TVET colleges, not because they've been rejected by university, not because their results are not good enough to go to university, but because they believe that TVET colleges are the future in practice. With 50 TVET colleges in the country, about more than 350 campuses spread throughout the country.
And Israel has launched an operation in Jenin in the occupied West Bank that Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says is aimed at eradicating terrorism in the area. The Palestinian Health Ministry, based in Ramallah, says it's killed 8 people. Jenin Governor Kamal Abu Al-Rub has described the operation as an invasion of the refugee camp there. Durban 26, tomorrow, Pietermaritzburg 30, Richards Bay 28. For Newswatch, I'm Dineo Mpahlele.